Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life. I'm your host, Sarah Troy, and you're here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. AI versus us. There are so many people that are afraid of AI right now, and in some aspect is absolutely something to be feared of. As with any technology or any weapon or any vehicle, everything has a danger sign to it. If misused, this can happen. I have just written my book, a kind of a memoir written by individual stories. I had talked to many, many people about editing, and the editing packages were just all too high for me. Plus, I needed somebody who could edit, quote, in my voice. My son-in-law introduced me to this AI program, and after prompting it a few times as to the way I wanted to edit it, it actually came across very much in my voice. It's refined it, finessed it. I can't spell. My grammar is terrible. I have dyslexia, so I'm inclined to get things the wrong way around. And it has made it flow and articulated it much, much better. And I'm extremely impressed with it. And I find that when we use this as a tool to enhance what we're saying, if we use it as a tool to edit our blogs, edit our emails, edit what we post on social media, it not only cannot lose your voice, it can enhance it, but also perhaps speak in a way that is more encompassing for people. We want our word to count for something. We want to know that when we're speaking out something that is that's going to be heard, going to be listened to, going to be read. And we want to know we have the desired impact. And not everybody, and especially me, I did not finish school. And even if I did, I had such challenges with the written word. And I didn't know I was dyslexic until I was 21. Learning disabilities back then just meant you were retarded or dumb and pretty well back at the back of the class and leave you alone. The fact that you may learn in a different way was just completely out of their realm of understanding. And so school was just a nightmare for me and just not something that I ever felt that I achieved anything from. So it's the life of hard knocks, the life of experiences, the life of participating and exploring from where I have learned in life and the way I share myself today is through those experiences. And yes, you'll hear me sometimes say something mispronounced. If I'm reading something, I might read it in a different way and because it reverses itself. That's what dyslexia is. However, when I look at those things on Facebook, can you find the missing number or the missing letter? Or can you read this backwards? Or can you read this upside down? I can. So it's obviously just the way the mind works. And so many of us have our minds working in a different way. However, we are trying to address the general population, people who want to hear what it is that we have to say and want to hear it in a cohesive way. And so this is where the gift of AI comes in. I am impressed because what we did is my son-in-law was very, very good at this. Rob, kudos to you. He tried different type of formats and I had my two daughters with me. I was at my daughter's house. My other daughter was visiting and it read through and it said, yes, it sounds absolutely wonderful, but is it me? No. And we kept changing the direction that we wanted to go in. And eventually he put out a direction that, you know, keep my voice, edit, make it sound more cohesive, not so repetitive. And the results, I will read what I wrote and then read what the AI has adjusted for me. And all it's done is just made it flow better. But it's still me, it's still my voice, whether you like my voice or not. It's neither here nor there. That it is just the fact that it is representing me. So yes, AI misused. There was an actor on, voice actor, saying it could replace them down the road because it would be cheaper. But at the same time, does it have our essence? And this one guy tested it, gave it a spiel. And the A guy came back in his voice somewhat, but mispronounced quite a number of voice word, you know, words, and also kind of didn't have that je ne sais quoi, that essence. However, AI is really, really good and will replace many things in life. It can't replace our heart and soul. That is what makes us unique. Now, when the train first came out, it was this big, huge monster that's going to run people down, and they would have people walk in front of the train to get people out of the way, and wouldn't go more than 3 miles an hour. Which, you know, now look at the bullet train, and God help anything getting in its way. The plane, look at how many times they know it's for the birds, it's not for humans, and look what we do today. We fly all over the world, and it's still the safest form of travel. Because the amount of accidents that do happen, although are catastrophic at the time because of the number of people that they can kill, when you look at the ratio of how many planes that fly every day, it's safer than driving a car. Let's look at the car. When the car first came out, no rules or regulations on the road. It went somewhat fast. It didn't have any safety features whatsoever. And yes, killed a lot of people. And if you look at how many people die or are maimed a day through cars, it is exponential, exponential. The computer, when it came, it replaced people's jobs. Automation at factories replaced people's jobs. But instead of it looking at it's making humans obsolete, let's look at it as it's allowing us to explore different avenues. The AI, the automation world, is taking over the mundane. But we still need the creativity and the intuitiveness and the divine essence of ourselves to come through. So it allows us to explore other avenues that we never thought we could explore. And part of that means that we need to actually step back into exploration, a sense of adventure. You've heard me say this over and over again, explore, explore, explore. We don't know what we can do until we do it, until we give it a try. If it's not for us, okay. How do we know until we've experienced it? Don't be afraid of the experiences. Not all experiences are wonderful, but the outcome of them may be. It doesn't mean we have to enjoy that particular experience, but what came out of it has been something quite extraordinary. And that is the journey of life. Those are our chapters in our book of life. This is how we learn. This is how we explore and expand and become and raise our elevation in life. It isn't for us to be flat, linear, one note. There is not one size that fits all. There is not one religion that fits all. There is not one perspective that fits all. We are meant to be a hodgepodge. We're meant to be a buffet. We are meant to have different opinions because that is what allows us to grow, not to disagree. Although you can say, I let us agree to disagree. I do not see it from your point of view. And if you're willing to look at it from other people's point of view, you have a better understanding of why they see it that way. Doesn't mean you have to agree, but it also means you don't have to bring out the pitchforks or the guns or the poison pen. We are seeing in America and across the world right now a series of men, which have been for a long time, desperately trying to hold on to their reign. They know that women are multitaskers, highly intelligent, incredibly capable, and have a great deal of common sense and know how to rise up to the occasion. And men see this as something threatening. And so what have they done? They have started putting restrictions and laws and restraints and punishment on women that want to excel in life. This is not a representation of courage and strength from them. This is a neon sign of weakness from them, cowardice and weakness. For a man that is truly strong, for a man that is truly powerful, is a man that is empowering. and secure in who he is and what he has to give and whom he supports, and does not feel threatened by a woman's success or a woman's abilities. That is the mark of a true man, the man that gets behind the woman and is not threatened by whom she becomes. Those that are threatened by a woman, or threatened by other religions, or threatened by other cultures, threatened by other sexualities, other points of view, it is their insecurity that is screaming. So why we look at AI right now, and we're looking at how fearful, yes, there need to be some legislation put in place. The internet is something that we rely on. We use it every single day, either on our phones or when we go and pay at the grocery store. It's all run by digital or connected to the internet. We are all cyber nowadays, and it is a way of life. However much good to say, oh, I don't have a computer, I don't have this, I don't have that. Good for you. Fine, if that's the way you want to live your life. But if we're going to live in the mainstream, this is what is happening, and we can't get away from that. However, we can use it to our advantage, and that is what it's meant to do, to be used for our advantage. However, the internet has the deep dark web, where criminal activities go on, such as sex trafficking, drug trafficking, numerous organizations that have criminal activities, government covers up, and you name it, all sorts of stuff going on in the deep dark web. The reason they call it that is because it's dark and it's dirty and it's wrong, and it's not something they could ever put up and expose themselves to be, so they hide it. Again, it's not the internet's fault, it's how it's used. So everything that is presented to us, the vehicle, the internet, the phone, the car, the AI, whatever, the machinery, whatever is presented to us, let us look at how it can enhance us as a humanity, how it can free us up from our mundane and allow us to explore within ourselves more capabilities, more things that we never thought we could do. And that now we have these tools that we can use, it allows us to explore even further. Don't look at it as a hindrance. Look at it as an asset. And be conscious of that you do not give yourself over to it. Now, the phone, the mobile phone, so many people have become enslaved by it. They're perpetually down on text, on social media, on TikTok. They don't even use it to actually call anybody. They're just become a slave to the instant gratification and the instant reply and the instant this of the social media. Social media was a way of bringing us together, of a united voice or a shared opinion or sharing celebrations or sharing skills and tools. And it's absolutely wonderful in that. Remember, it's an algorithm. So what you feed is what you're going to get back. And if you're getting negativity back, that's what you're feeding. If you're feeding the positive, and those are the people that you like and keep interacting with, then that is what you will keep getting. It's the same with life. It's what you attract in life. If you live in fear, if you live in terror, if you live in negativity, that is what you're going to get all the time. It's your frequency that you're putting out as what is coming back. You don't like what's coming back? Change your frequency, change your point of view. Change your attitude and be willing to work on yourself to let go of what's holding you back and embrace what can propel you forward. It is up to us. In every single thing that is out there that we have invented, that's made our lives better, we use it as an asset to propel forward, but we can use it as a detriment to hold us back. The biggest asset is the human equation. The biggest problem is the human equation. And that is up to us, our consciousness, how we use it. Nuclear could be nuclear power to power our energy, or it could be a bomb that can destroy. Again, the little people that want to gain the power, then they don't care how many people they kill, maim, or destroy to do it. Putin, look at him, he caused a dam. in Ukraine that is flooding cities, and as they're trying to escape the flooding of the cities, they're shelling them. That's cowardice. That's pure, utter cowardice. This person is not a human being. He is not a conscious being. He's a terrified little boy who's so scared of losing control that he doesn't realize he let go of it a long time ago. We have the power on how we use the tools. I have a responsibility when I put out these shows, my own, and when I interview people. When I interview people, it is to bring you their light, their essence, their journey, their story, their life to you, to inspire you, to invite you, to aid you on your journey of life. My responsibility is to honor them in their light and bring out their essence for you to receive. My responsibility in doing my own is to speak my truth, to own it, but to be responsible what I put out there. Because if we all take ownership of what we put out there, we are all not only self-reliant but self-governing, then we are more discerning of what we put out there. Now, you will hear me speak, and if you look back at any of my personal shows, I speak a great deal about accountability. I speak a great deal about what is wrong in the world, but also how we can put it right. And what is wrong is when you abstain from your own consciousness, when you have no conscience and all you want to do is rise to power, to greed, to opulence, to money, to whatever, at the expense of others. That I don't tolerate, and nor should we. The fight against those people is to try and ignite the conscience within them, for them to see what they're doing wrong. And if we cannot ignite that pilot light inside of them of consciousness, is to diminish their ability to do harm. That is up to us, not to turn our backs on it. France had this horrific thing of a guy walking into a playground, stabbing children, a child in its stroller, toddlers, stabbing an old man. I believe he killed two adults and four children. How did this happen? What happened in this man's head? Who was a father? What was going on inside of him to bring out a knife and to kill an innocent child? 2-year-olds. We have a society that is losing it. We have a society that is breaking. And the reason it's breaking is because for so long we have dictated what people should be. We've dictated how important they should be, what way to be important, and that's what counts. And we've diminished what they really are and who they really are and what they're here to do. We haven't allowed that because we've dictated some sort of illusional, delusional aspect of what makes a human being. And what makes a human being is to live by our conscience, to hold ourselves responsible, to treat each other and ourselves with respect and dignity, and to make sure that whatever we are contributing is something that is an asset, a blessing, a gift to someone else. That is the reason why we're here. And that AI and internet and phone and car and 3D printers and printing limbs, artificial hearts, and God knows what else. The bicentennial man, if you saw that with Robin Williams years ago, who was himself an android who went on to developing organs and things for people in order to have an extension on their life. It's not so far-fetched. We are doing it. We are doing it. And to people who have no legs that now have these extra limbs, to people who had no hands and they now have these hands where they can cook and play and do everything with. Even sight and hearing, there's so much we're learning there. Yet, we still haven't learned how to switch on somebody else's conscience, because that is our soul's journey. That is our heart's journey. People can show you where the switch is. They can help you ignite it. That is what my purpose has been my entire lifetimes in coming here, to ignite your heart and soul and spirit into being who you are, the gift that you are, and contributing to this world's human growth, into evolution. All I can do is inspire. All I can do is show the tools. All I can do is encourage. But the free will of us as human beings is it is our choice of whether we're going to switch on or not. So yes, AI at the present moment has proved to be very beneficial. Get into the wrong hands and it won't be. I don't want to see an entire TV show or movie or anything else that is completely AI, because where's the heart and soul in it? Now, an AI can mimic anything that we do, and in many ways do it better. It certainly wrote my script better than I did. But without my voice, without my essence, what does it have to mimic? So let's be the example for it to mimic, to perfect on, to polish on, but not to replace. Let us put limitations on what AI can do as far as replacing humanity. Let's limit it because we are not ready for it. We haven't evolved enough where we can face AI and say it's okay for you to do that because I'm doing this. We're not there yet. We're so far from there. When I interview people and I hear their stories and just how incredible they are and who they are today and what they've done, their courage, their strength, their abilities, their chutzpah, just is incredible. Incredible. And I look at them and I think, I look at the news and I hear what else has happened out there. And I go, why can these people, despite what's happened to them, evolve and achieve and become that beacon of light for others when others decide to go the other way of blame, of control, of fear, of hate, because they will not take the responsibility for their own choices in life. We don't always get to choose what happens to us. We do get to choose what we're going to do with it. So I ask you to choose wisely. Give AI a chance, but yes, let us make sure we legislate it on how far it can go, because we're certainly not ready. But let's look at it as another marvelous tool that can help us grow and expand and express even better than we can within ourselves. It's not losing our voice, it's accentuating our voice. And I'm all for that. So, yeah, my book hopefully will be out within the next month, 6 weeks, at least in the ebook. I'm in the final editing, which the words are done, and now it's the structure of it as I have written it in. Basically, blog type time. Each story can stand on its own, but it is a reflection of my life, my life's reflection. And right now, it's just putting everything together. So we can look at these tools and say thank you. And we can use them wisely and we can grow from them because they are that extra limb that we needed, that extra perspective, that extra voice. It's the extra team that you needed. Not there to replace, but there to enhance. Any tool that we have been given through our own creativity is there to help us grow. If we turn around and make it a weapon, that is on us. So let's step into creativity for the good. For the benefit of mankind, for the benefit of our own journey here. And let us use all of these incredible tools wisely, comprehensively, responsibly, and in discovery how far they can take us. So until next time, folks, I wish you all a wonderful week. Bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.